Tit for tat, quid pro quo, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. We understand these colorful phrases to mean one thing. You do me a favor, I do you a favor. It's an equal exchange of labor and goodwill. Implied in the exchange is the possibility of indebtedness. That if I do you a favor now, but you can't do one for me immediately, you owe me. And the longer I hold your debt, the more unequal the exchange is going to be. Eventually, I will end up asking you to do something way out of proportion to the favor that I did for you. The difference between favors at this point is to be found in my very gentle patience with you, my all too human generosity in allowing you time to repay your debt to me. You end up repaying the debt and rewarding me for not calling in the favor before you're ready to repay. We call this interest, even if it isn't strictly calculated as a percentage of value. In Luke's gospel this morning, Jesus is teaching his disciples two lessons about forgiveness. First, forgive always so that the one you forgive will be obligated to forgive you when the time comes. And two, be as generous as you possibly can so that your generosity will be repaid in kind. The key to both of these teachings is the last sentence of the reading. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. Now Jesus tells his disciples to be merciful as their Father is merciful. And that's not an easy job. Our God is more than merely merciful. He is mercy itself. And so how do mere creatures imitate that? We stop judging others. Stop condemning others. This means that we are to stop formulating final decisions about the guilt or innocence of others in sin. We are to stop passing sentence on their sins, drawing conclusions about the state of their souls. This does not mean that we are to close our eyes to sin and refuse to call sin, sin. Judge lest not you be judged is not a biblical way of saying, you mind your business and I'll mind mine. We know this because our interpretive key, the measure you use to measure, will be used to measure for you. This key tells us that we do not want our business ignored. I want my business measured in mercy and forgiven. Therefore, I had better be ready to repay that measure of mercy with an equal measure of my own. Now, the clear intent of Jesus here is to point us to the boundless generosity of our Father's love and mercy. There is no room for stinginess in a heart once cleansed of sin by divine forgiveness. His grant of redeeming grace through the death and resurrection of his Son is the monumental gift of creation restored to right relationship. And how in the world do creatures repay that favor? How do we stand under that gift, accept its benefits, and prepare ourselves to repay the favor? We don't because we can't. And in creaturely terms, our debt to the Father grows every minute, every second we fail to repay. But fortunately, our Father calculates interest on debts in divine terms, in terms of limitless abundance and boundless generosity. He has paid the debt for us. No interest accrues on our divine favors, so the measure with which we are measured is no measure at all, but the open hand of God pouring out gifts in love. Therefore, be merciful as your Father is merciful.